This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the 9th of May, 2020, still in coronavirus lockdown, at least to some degree. This is Frederick Penny, your host. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, coronavirus-free radio show on earth with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, my glasses are falling off my face, and Todd, I'm so glad I have Todd as my co-host because he finally figured out why they keep falling off my face, and he said, because I have a screw loose. So,
not the glasses, but you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He just said I had a screw loose, but then he said, no, I have two screw looses or two loose screws. I don't know. Did I say that wrong? I can't quite.
You know what? I am just. I'm trying to think of what the FCC would allow me to say in the same sentence. I'm just not even going to touch it.
Self-editing with FCC questionable material rarely works.
Yeah. Yes, I'm just not even going to go there.
Well, it is sunny out, though. It's a beautiful day, and I just drank my water and it went down the wrong pipe. So yeah, there we go. So we've got two screw looses, a wrong pipe, and now we've got to talk about some legal issues.
Yeah, it's a nice day. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
And we're all social distancing.
Yes, yeah, we are.
We are. Good. What? Oh, you have nothing on?
I don't know.
I can hear you. Can you hear her?
Seek local
sounds good to me. By the way, when Fred said you have nothing on, he was referring to her audio level and nothing else.
You sound great here, so you have no headphone play? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it sounds funny.
Okay.
But that's okay. I can live with it.
Yeah, we seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics. We're not giving legal advice. 855-LAW-RADIO. If you want to call in, don't forget, this is really a fun time we're going to have today. It's really kind of interesting today because the things we're going to talk about are really kind of off the wall. So, you know, here's the thing. We're going to talk about a number of Supreme Court things going on. The first thing is there's oral argument going on that's live via telephone. Now, what happens when you do this is, as all of us as attorneys, you're live, and you're supposed to technically, like, put your you know, put mute the mute button on, but a lot of times people accidentally leave them open and things happen when the mic is left open. And we're going to get to that and talk about what happens. We have some live audio with that. And we're going to discuss actual times that has occurred or things that have occurred while online with courts. And I've got, not me, but I know what some other lawyers have done online because they'll do a thing called, like, mandatory. There's you come in for, you know, case status is what you'll do. And they'll have 40 or 50 lawyers online, and then they call your case and you talk. But sometimes some lawyers forget to put their buttons on mute, and there's interesting things we'll discuss about that. The Supreme Court also is going to talk about New Jersey George Washington Bridge. This is interesting. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Ginsburg's health, what's going on. And I believe also Thomas actually said a word or two, from my understanding. Talk about that. Here's some again, I always say if you're living under a rock, there's no way you miss this. We've got to talk. When it first came down, I said, you know what? And it's the beginning of the week. I was telling my wife, I said, this is going to be the best radio show we've had in a long time because of this topic. And sure enough, doggone it, Texas cleans itself up and does what's right. But anyway, we're going to talk about that Dallas salon owner that gets 7 days in jail for defying the judge. Now, you know, we're not jumping on the judge's side or anything. We try to stay neutral, But she was pretty defiant with this judge. I think this judge and her they clashed, and the judge just got fed up with her.
To which we can only say, good for her, you go, girl.
And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm seeing the judge just going, I'm so mad that I'm just going to do this.
I would say the theme of that whole conflict should be, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Exactly.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's
oh,
right.
Yes, I did.
That's true. You probably should. No, I think she knew exactly what was going on. She knew that, hey, throw me in jail, man. And then that just caused a backlash. Sometimes you think, you know, good for her.
But it appears she said, let's see who ends up looking like the fool at the end of this, Your Honor.
Yeah, when she knew exactly who was going in. It wasn't going to be her.
Right, exactly.
And so, but anyway, we're going to talk about the details of that. A little bit of the back, you know, back behind the scenes things that we think may have happened. Again, that's just conjecture. We're going to talk about the First Amendment and the churches versus coronavirus. That's a really important thing we're going to discuss. Remember, we're here all 3 hours. This is a 3-hour show. Put your seatbelts on. Because this is going to take some time, but we're going to have fun doing it. And you know what? If you're only listening to the first hour on your radio show, go to www.radiolawtalk.com and then click on the live button, and you can listen to us live online. And that's important. Or call your radio station and say, what the heck are you doing? Why aren't you having Radio Law Talk on for 3 hours? The best show on earth other than the alien show. So what? I really want to know. I missed last week. I heard it was a good show.
We missed you, too.
I know.
But we're working on our aim.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way the three of us, when one of us is gone, it just does not miss a beat. The three of us can handle it probably by ourselves, but I'm sure you guys did a good job. And to tell you the truth, for the first time in a long time, you know how much I thought about you guys?
None.
Zero. It was a big fat zero. It wasn't a little zero. It was a big fat zero. I had to have some downtime. I know the coronavirus is putting us in downtime, but I'm still working a lot. And there's a lot of pressure and stress going on with all of us lawyers and business owners, too. We all are our own business owners. And it was great to get up to my family ranch. And I love the cowboys, and I love the farmers. I am come from a small little town, and wow, was it nice to catch some rainbow trout, put my feet up, you know, listen to the river. We have like a mile and a half of the river that runs through our ranch.
And up where you are, there are some really remarkable people. What a great
beautiful
place.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
And shout out to our wranglers that run that ranch. I just love them. They are the families are just wonderful people and work hard and boy, I tell you, they fixed a dinner that, oh, and no wonder I'm so fat. It just was the best. Everything is fresh. I mean, it's not like, I mean, they make their tortillas fresh. They make, you know, the chicken. Literally, the chickens were butchered that day.
Yeah, they're not running down to the IGA to pick something up.
No, everything was fresh and good, and the salsas.
Did you pan fry the trout?
No, you know what? Believe it or not, we it's what's called barbless, so we don't have barbs on our hooks, and we catch and release. And unless we're killing it because it's dying because the hook got too far down or something, we're catching and releasing everything. And here's an interesting thing: so we're flood irrigated. Our whole ranch is flood irrigated. And flood irrigation, those of you who don't know, is the river comes through and then it diverts into our ranch and then it's flooded all the pastures and the cattle graze. And what happens with those rainbow trout in the river and the small ones? They come up the canal. No, they come up the canal. And so we fish normal fishing, but then we go, you know, the wranglers go, hey, ditch 42's got about 17 rainbows in it. Walk up there and, oh, they're in the ditch, you know. Just we'll pull them out and put them in the lakes. We have lakes on the ranch.
And catch and release, huh?
So we catch and release.
It's interesting because have you ever had a circumstance where you meet somebody, you know, you're married and you got a friend and they're single and you're like, oh, you're a great catch, right? You ever say to your friend?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I had somebody say that to me, and everybody I get set up with, apparently they practice catch and release. So one date, I'm put back in the river.
Well, because you're a big specimen. It's with the big fish you got to put back because you got to save them.
No idea.
And I like with the fish, all for your well-being, Todd.
Well, when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit of court, and we're going to talk about the law, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We do have an Instagram. And I posted some stuff on Instagram, so go there. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're going to have a fun 3 hours. We'll be back.
Well, like Fred said, there's lots of fun ahead, including a case or no case that is literally worth millions of dollars. Next here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
If you are trying to quit...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Oh, that's down.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So, Cal, the only reason people listen to our show is one reason only, and that's to hear you try to stump us on case or no case. Roll it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. I'm going to take you now to Waterloo, Iowa, where Pauline McKee lives in Waterloo, Iowa. Now, her friends call her Miss Kitty, which when Todd Kunin learned that...
Todd has a kitty.
Got a little excited, but anyway, separate story. Like many folks, Miss Kitty likes to go to the casino to feed her dream of hitting the big one, a life-changing prize.
Todd's trying to hit the big one, too.
Miss Kitty likes to hit the big one.
Okay, stop.
We're going off the rails already.
Yes, July 2nd, 2011, 10 p.m. She puts a quarter in the slot machine, pulls the handle, and ding, 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 boom, a winner, $1.85.
Oh?
And then a special message on the slot screen that said, the reels have rolled your way. Bonus award, $41,797,550.16. Wow! Pauline took a picture of everything. The screen called the attendant. The attendant said, why don't you keep playing? And gave her $10 to keep playing on the quarter machine. The attendant made a few phone calls. The general manager said, well, this is an unusual situation because the maximum bonus available on your particular machine is $10,000, and he refused to honor her claim for the $41 million right away. So she said, you know, this is bigger than me.
Yeah.
Case or no case. So, Fred Penny, case.
Wow.
Since you were gone, you get to go first this time.
I will.
Case or no case.
I like Miss Kitty's name. I like Miss
You know what happened while you were gone?
What?
Todd and I tied for first.
Todd's doing the smoking.
Yeah, we tied for first.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pass on what else was going on while I was gone, but that's good.
You don't want to know.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go with the $41 million. Look, I don't understand or know that law. First of all, by the way, those of you who don't understand casino law or the law, if it's a casino is owned by an Indian tribe, it's not under the typical, you know, civil case, Superior Court of California, whatever. They have their own laws.
U.S. tribal courts, tribal law.
They have their own courts, their laws, and it's completely different. So first of all, I stay away from that because I don't understand that law because I don't do that type of law. But here's the big issue. Is this a contract issue? No. Is gambling something that they are liable for? Or is it just saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm fumbling with words because I'm trying to figure out how to say, is it in a contract, whatever it says on that, the machine,
is it
not a contract? Right. And so I'm going to say it's a contract, and she wins $41 million. Nah, man. I say that, and she took a picture of it, right?
Oh, yeah. She documented everything she did, all of that stuff.
And it said bonus.
Yeah, the wheels have rolled your way,
yeah.
And then bonus prize and the 41, whatever the number was, I told you, because I have to look.
Yeah, 41 million. That's what
that's enough.
The problem is I'm trying to figure out.
Was it dollars or quarters?
It was a quarter machine, but the award was for $44 million. It was a huge prize.
Yeah. I'm going to say she loses because it was a mistake on behalf of the casino, even though it did say that. And the machine, there's some sort of clause that says if the machine goes haywire, they're not liable. That's what I'm going to say.
So you're saying it is a case.
It is a case, and she loses.
All right. Mr. Kunin, what say you about this Miss Kitty?
Food goes in here! this is interesting. Just want to clarify a couple of things. First,
sure.
There was no dispute as to whether or not there was a screen that popped up. Nobody questioned that.
The manager saw it. The manager comped her a room, gave her $10 to keep playing.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good way to say that.
And then the other thing is the signage or advertising or whatever on the machine advertised that this was a machine with a $10,000 jackpot.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to say that she loses, that this is a case and that she loses for this reason. There was no inducement for her to play the machine to win the $41 million. She had no idea that that was a possibility. She was playing a machine that thought it had a $10,000 cap. And so when the thing shows up and shows $41 million, she can't claim that, oh, you false advertising, you got me to play the machine, but you're really not going to pay me the money. And it was a mistake, and the casino is not out $41 million because of that. Could have even been a hack. You know, somebody hacked the machine and did whatever. But
maybe they're out $10,000. Do you think they're out the $10,000?
I don't even think they're out the $10,000 because she won the jackpot for $1.83. That's what it said she won. And then something else popped up saying that the reels rolled in her favor and it was $41 million. She doesn't get that. There's no inducement. It sucks for her, but I think case she loses.
Okay. Denise Dirks, what say you?
Was this slot machine like a trout fisherman slot machine?
By the way, I have an old, a really good joke, but it's visual. What kind of, how big was the fish the one-armed fisherman caught?
This big.
He's only holding up one hand.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. It was okay. Go ahead. I thought folks.
Okay.
Wow, that was bad.
I guess I have to do something different than these guys.
Yeah.
I think that it has far too much detail, and that it's not a case. I think that you made it up.
So she's doing something different than Fred and I, but not something different from what her usual answer has been over the last month and a half.
Which is doing the opposite of what we do.
Which is to say, no case.
So I want to make sure I have this correct. You said, Fred, it is a case, and she lost.
Yep.
Okay.
I just got there a different way than Todd.
Todd, you said it is a case, and she lost.
Yes.
And Denise said it is not a case, and therefore... Well, that's really, you know, I love these kind of cases or no cases where there's a diversity of opinion. Case, no case, win, lose. I love that.
He's relishing something.
Makes me
he's
so
smiling,
happy.
Leaning back in his chair.
It makes me so happy when this happens. And so.
You're not going to tell us till the end of the break.
I don't want to. No, I want to wait. I want to keep people hanging on to find out whether this is a case or no case and whether Miss Kitty gets her big money.
You know what? Let's hear about that when you come back from the break.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is let you know there's some recent news that have just popped up on Friday on Lori Loughlin case that we want to discuss right after case or no case. And we've discussed this in depth, and we truly thought in this at this roundtable that she's going to win some motions before the court. And it's interesting what the judges are saying. We're going to be back after this.
Smokey Robinson, I second that emotion. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx has been tapped to help manage the distribution of remdesivir to hospitals nationwide amid growing frustration among physicians who say they've been unable to access the drug for their sickest COVID-19 patients. Burks, a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, is known as the person who's constantly reviewing the numbers, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. A week ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for remdesivir after preliminary evidence found the drug cut the time patients had to spend in the hospital from 15 days, on average, down to just 11. The FDA's authorization specified the unapproved drug could be used for severely ill adults and children hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses who have low blood oxygen levels and or are on a ventilator. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Okay, Cal, bring it on. Tell us who's the winner and who's the loser.
Well, those of you who said that our little scenario involving the overly generous slot machine was a case, may I see by you? That would be Todd and Fred. And congratulations to you, too.
All right. Sorry, Denise looks at us like, yes. I'm glad, Cal, you mixed that up sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a case.
Now,
1 point for each of us.
The Gaming and Racing Commission was called in to immediately investigate the situation, audit the machine and the software, and they determined it was a colossal computer error reserved for one of those multi-link, you know, 18 million slot machines all ganged together, and maybe somebody's going to win it. But, yeah, it was wrong. And the disclaimer on the screen says,
yes,
in the event of any computer error, no prizes shall be awarded.
Fred Penny hit it.
But wait.
Uh-oh.
She went to court. She said that's bogus. So she went to court anyway.
Yeah, the lawyers are getting a cut of a percentage. They're going, we're taking that one to court.
Would you think she would be awarded at least the $10,000?
Nothing.
No, not $5,000, not $500, not even $100. As Mr. Kunin pointed out, she got the original $1.85 that she won and not a penny more. She was a loser twice, one for going to the casino, and two because their disclaimer protected them, and the judge said surely the casino would not put something up on the screen intentionally that they knew would lead them directly to bankruptcy. And that, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Todd, we nailed it. You were a little more articulate on how you did it. Each of us get 2 points.
I think
Denise,
that...
Sorry.
No, I'm like Miss Kitty. I'm a loser, too.
That's true.
I think that may mean that I slid into the lead there if we were tied, Timmy.
Oh.
the historical South Dakota on Case or No Case.
Great. Thank you very much. We've been following this Lori Loughlin case. This is the college scandal case. The big issue is a guy by the name of Singer. I'm going to do a quick overview. Singer was the individual. Yeah, he was the individual that would talk to parents and somehow, in a cheating way, get their kids into top colleges. Whether it was bribing someone or getting the ACTs changed or SATs changed, getting them to be on some sports type team, which they're not really supposed to be on or had any skill in. But here's the big issue. There's a lot of arguments. One of the main arguments that Lori Loughlin and a number of others who have pled not guilty, so about half have, approximately, and about half haven't. And Lori Loughlin's kind of the lead plaintiff, defendant here. And their argument is, no, it was a donation all along. Singer told us it's a donation. We just followed what he told us. We had no idea what happened after the fact, or we didn't have anything to do with the scandal post, what he was doing. And so, and the prosecutors are saying that's not true. You knew exactly, basically, that it was a scam, and you're bribing to get your kids in college. Well, guess what? There were some notes found that were finally discovered and or given to the defense that clearly say basically the following, and that is the officials, FBI, I don't know if it was the FBI, ATF, or which federal department was pressuring Mr. Singer and to lie. And he says these in these notes. They're trying to get me to lie to say that Lori Loughlin and the others knew about it when they didn't know about it. And that's their whole argument. So a bomb drops. This bomb drops, and there's a couple arguments we're going to discuss. Number one, attorney-client privilege, because they're claiming, that is, the federal government is claiming, well, the attorney-client privilege was with Singer and his lawyer, and only Singer can release that, so that's why we didn't release it to him. That is the defense. And the second issue is, this is bribery. They're saying that federal officials are trying to bribe witnesses. And so, in fact, it says as following, he said, this is a quote from some of the things he wrote. They, talking about the federal government, continue to ask me, this is Singer saying, and this is in his notes, continue to ask me to tell a fib and not restate what I told my clients as to where the money was going. To the program, not the coach. And that it was a donation and they want it to be, and they, that is, he's talking about the government, wants it to be a payment. That's what Singer wrote, according to the court documents. So this is interesting, Todd. You do criminal law. How does this kind of lay out and affect this case? Because what's going to happen before we get there, they do a motion to dismiss the case, and what was the other thing? They dismissed the case.
They changed venue.
Changed the venue. Yes. The venue didn't come up, but they want the case dismissed because they say this is bribery.
That's right. That was the motion that the defense filed, essentially, saying, look, Judge, look at how bad the investigators were, so you should really toss this case because this is terrible conduct. And you know what? It might very well be. And the judge might also agree that this conduct is absolutely deplorable.
Serious and disturbing.
Yes, serious and disturbing conduct. And here's the thing. That is an issue for the jury, not a judge. It's an issue for the jury, not a judge. The defense tried to argue that we were entrapped by law enforcement to do this. Because remember, by the time Singer was talking with the Loughlins and really going over all this, he was already an agent for the government because they had caught him and they were continuing to use him to set up other people so that he could get a lighter sentence. And so, because he was acting on behalf of the government, their argument was, this is entrapment. We would have never done this if it hadn't been for this person, for the government, really pushing it this way. And here's the deal.
That's borderline, though, to me.
It is. It is. I don't even think it's borderline. It's on the other side. But here's the thing. Can a judge toss a case in a criminal case based upon an affirmative defense that the defense has raised. Sometimes yes, but most of the time no.
For a jury.
And here's the reason. Because the facts that make up the affirmative defense are in dispute. The defense might be saying, hey, I would have never done this. This wasn't me. And the prosecution's over there going, oh, yeah, you would have. Here's all the evidence why we think you would have. And maybe it cuts in the defendant's favor. But if there's no universal agreement on what the facts are, then the jury has to determine those facts. I was telling Denise about this. It's like, let's say there's an alibi. Let's say I'm charged with murder in California on the 1st of July, 2019. By the way, I wasn't, but let's say that I was.
You beat the rap.
But I have an ironclad alibi to say I was in Philadelphia that day. And even the prosecution admits, yeah, he was in Philadelphia that day. We see him on videotape and all this kind of stuff there the whole day. Well, that's an affirmative defense where I say I was there. The prosecution admits I was there. There's no dispute as to the fact that I was there. And, yeah, that would be a dismissal. But if I change scenario, had an alibi that I was in Philadelphia, but for some reason the prosecution has evidence that my cell phone was pinging off a cell tower in California the same day, well, now there's no agreement on the underlying fact to support the affirmative defense. So that would have to be a jury issue.
You know, curious, at the same time they argued this dismissal, they also argued that it had to be dismissed because Massachusetts was the wrong court for that to be brought in, because literally the only connection for Massachusetts is the fact that Jerry Singer was making phone calls from there.
That's right.
And you don't hear anything about that motion. I've looked to try to – we know it was argued Wednesday. But we don't know.
So here's the thing. Those issues weren't brought up in the same motion. They were separate motions. And so they separate filings by the defense.
They were separate filings.
So the court just ruled on this one. I mean, if I was trying to read the tea leaves, I might say that the court is going, well, okay, since I could just see this happening. We'll see if it works out. If the court says, well, since I'm going to rule in the defense's favor on the issue with regard to the venue, I'll throw a bone to the prosecution and rule on that one first, that, yes, this stuff isn't violative, and then I'll release my ruling agreeing with the venue issue. I don't know. That
the venue thing's not critical.
It's not critical, only for this.
They have to redo the whole case in another venue.
That's right. You do have to redo everything in a different venue, and then that raises an issue about double jeopardy, because they were charged and then ultimately inappropriately in one jurisdiction facing liability. So we'll see what happens. The long and short of this, to sum this up, though, is the judge said you cannot bring up, I'm not dismissing because the discovery was provided late, I'm not dismissing based upon your argument of entrapment, you can't bring up the fact that it was discovered late, but they're still free to argue the conduct of the FBI in pressuring Singer to change his story.
And still try to assert the affirmative defense,
yes,
of entrapment.
Yes.
Yes. So they're going to be able to bring that up to the jury. They're just saying, judge is saying, let the jury decide.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be back and talk. We're diving into Supreme Court. Some interesting things when arguments are heard over the phone. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and we want to remind you, not only is it available on your favorite radio station, but all of the time on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner's
running population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penning.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
There's interesting things that happen on the phone or during Zoom or now the Supreme Court, the sacred court of the land is now having to telephonically do things, including arguments, and we have been a party to this. We have heard many things happen, and Cal has got a clip that you've got to listen to during an argument. This is an oral argument concerning.
This was about. I don't even remember what it was, but I do.
No, I do remember. It's about the Telephone Consumer Protection Act.
Of all things, the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, and what you're going to hear happened at about the 59. They had been arguing for almost an hour.
And I've shortened this up quite a bit.
When this happened,
we were just to a half a sentence leading up to the moment. Yeah.
The subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed. The subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then
what's
the call is transformed.
There you go. The toilet's flushing in the background. Some attorney, or it wasn't the court. I don't think it was the court, but some attorney, or apparently some press was able to listen in. I don't know if, but there's what they do. Have you gone to CLE Continuing Educations where they have it that you're on mute? You can't say anything. Like the main people mute you. That whoever's running the CLE or continuing education, I would think it's only the lawyers could listen in and argue, But you think they could mute him. But
well, Ginsburg was in our hospital, and she was listening in from the hospital as well.
It could have been her. I mean, she's sick, right?
I don't know.
Wait,
who?
That's interesting that you would say
that. Who was that that we were talking about?
Justice Ginsburg?
My girl.
Fred's sweetheart.
My face.
His eyes start to go glossy.
I love her. Come on over.
And that's interesting because...
This reminds me of Durst.
Yes.
Isn't that Durst did that,
you
too,
You still
right?
have that old Durst thing. It's on our... If you go to our YouTube, yeah, you have that. But Durst was like, I killed him. And he's... But the difference in Durst, he's not flexing. He's passing gas.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
So this happens in the middle of the argument. You can go to the Supreme Court's website where they have the audio for all of the oral arguments that are made and listen to it. That's where I listened to it, was just off their website. But... Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Nobody has been identified as the perpetrator of this.
They're not going to do it.
Who's the flusher?
Yes. Nobody has. And now they can look at the... When you have Zoom, you can look at whose audio comes in at certain times. It ought to be pretty easy for anybody IT-related to know who did it. But they haven't released it. And you mentioned that Judge Ginsburg was in the hospital at the time. And my question is, if it was her, we'd probably never know because of the embarrassment factor. They would never release that.
Right.
But it was probably the nurse flushing the toilet, you know how the nurses come in and check on you, they put things in the...
How well was the person listening if they're out using the loo when there's arguments going on?
Oh, I've done many listening while I've been in the loo.
Yeah, that's a...
That's
a
British toilet, yes.
That's a social concept for me. I don't know where you guys stand on this, but if I am using the restroom and a phone call comes in, I will not answer it.
Oh, it depends. I love answering it if it's someone you don't like and you're sitting on the toilet. Perfect time. Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, especially if you've got a big loud fan. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't understand.
Because for me, it's very unsettling to be having a discussion with somebody and stuff, and you really think that they're, listening and everything is, and then you hear the flush, and you're like, wait a minute, where have you been for the last 5 minutes? Oh, yeah, I was on the can.
Well, I was muted. I just mute the flush.
And you know what? Let me tell you right now, that's why Todd has had problems getting a girlfriend.
You think?
That's exactly it. So when you talk to him, Todd, you have to put it on mute.
I have had no problem getting a girlfriend. I don't have one, and that's no problem.
All right. Well, anyway, so that's what's going on is embarrassment around. Hey, tell us some story. Let me tell you a quick story. We do this quite often as lawyers, and Denise was telling the story during the break, and so was I. The biggest issue usually is there's always that one lawyer that has got their speaker.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Cal's talking to someone.
I was talking to a caller. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So anyway, long story short, it's always when they're driving their car. And you're trying to talk to the judge in this... And the judge is going, excuse me, who's ever got their mute off, put it on mute, we can hear the traffic. And no, everyone's like, Your Honor, not me. This is Fred Petty, not me. And everyone's like, not me. This is probably 50 or 60. And it just keeps going on. That person's not listening, and it's clearly making a ruckus. And I've sat there on court calls where the interruption continues during the court call.
I've made the interruption, not realizing that you can hear me when I walk down the hall. And we have vinyl on the hall instead of tile, and it squeaks with your tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And I've done that, and people are going, what's that noise? What's that noise?
Have your high-heeled sneakers on. Have a caller who has a great question. It won't take long. Just a really quick question about the Supreme Court thing. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry for answering on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering, I was thinking that why is it not video conferencing? I mean, they are at work, and it's a serious body, and... I didn't realize that they were actually only doing phone calls. I thought there would be a video of the eight judges.
So why,
the nine
why
judges.
Audio and not video
well,
and audio together?
Well, there's one thing for sure. I can answer one thing. The Zoom, there's been issues of privacy on Zoom. And I'm not out here calling Zoom out, but you've got to be very careful on what format or what platform you're using. And again, this coronavirus thing happens so fast they're just catching up and trying to figure out how to do it. But one of the main reasons I'm going to say it, this is, I'm not saying guaranteed this is the answer, but the courts have telephonically been doing cases for years. And so this is just the standard thing that the lower courts have been using for years. And I'm sure they just said, okay, we do it in the, you know, in the civil courts, in the lower federal courts, and we've done it in state courts. We'll just kind of move it up to the Supreme Court and do the same thing.
But you're not supposed to be using a cell phone. You're supposed to use a landline.
A landline.
And that means you can't get up and go to the restroom because you're on the landline.
Well,
right?
Court.
Well, that's right. You can't get up and go to the restroom if you're the one doing the arguing. But if you're somebody listening in, because I can see what happens with these law firms, and this was raised, I think, last week when we talked about it. One of the benefits of this is when you argue in person before the Supreme Court, it's just you, and you can't have people passing you notes and holding up cue cards and all.
Right,
it's just you. But in this here, I see some attorney saying, okay, I want all of the associates, partners, everybody to be listening in. All right,
and it's across from.
That's right. And if something is raised, you hold it up so that I can answer it. And that, because one thing I was amazed at is how quickly these lawyers had responses without fumbling to try to, okay, what's this? What's this? And I think they've got people handing him stuff to them. But you know, to get to the caller's question. It presents, in my opinion, one difficulty about only telephonic appearances and not video appearances in this regard. A lot of times when I argue anything, I am checking the body language of people I'm talking to see how they're receiving my argument. And if it's only telephonic, that doesn't happen. I don't know if I got a judge looking at me like, are you kidding me? I was born at night, but not last night, son.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know if that's
no
the case.
No visual clues at all.
And so, yeah, I see that as being a limiting factor, but you know, I would rather have the limiting factor than have a bunch of cases go unheard because of this. So
now, one thing I didn't understand: is the court themselves in the court or at their are they home?
Well, there's different distancing. No social distancing. My understanding is there's social distancing.
I appeared yesterday in criminal court in a local jurisdiction. I appeared via video conferencing. The judge was in his chambers. The defendant was brought out into the court. I was on my own, and the DA was wearing PJs at home. Go figure.
Yeah, this is it. Interesting time that this is happening. Todd, we have 1 minute. What was the funny one that you said that during that happened?
Oh yeah, this is a court call. You know, you sit there and all of a sudden you hear some lawyer go, "Hey, didn't you see the sign on my door? What are you doing in here? I'm on the phone with the court." Some lawyer making an appearance put a sign on his door saying "Do not disturb," and a staffer broke that rule. That's funny.
We're gonna be back hour two. We're gonna talk more about the Supreme Court. We're gonna talk about the George Washington Bridge. The Supreme Court brings that up. We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. We will reciprocate with two more hours of the show, either on radio or online at RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.